Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Last Judgment. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse 5. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. Have you ever just had one of those days, a day when nothing seemed to go right? Maybe it was a day filled with trials. Maybe it was a day when you received bad news from a loved one. Maybe it was a day where you felt persecuted for proudly talking about your faith and the good news of the gospel. It is safe to assume that the answer to this question is a yes from all people. There are days when things do not go as planned, days when chaos overtakes the day, and days when there are trials. When trials and persecutions come, it is easy to search for answers as to why there is suffering. Where is God? Why is God letting suffering happen? Did we do something to deserve the suffering? Christians can easily begin to think that suffering is a judgment of sinning. However, 2 Thessalonians 1:5 states, "All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering." The comfort is that suffering happens because we are counted worthy of the kingdom of God. Suffering and trials are evidence that we are children of God. The remainder of the passage is describing God's judgment on the last day, Judgment Day. This will be a day when Jesus comes in full glory and the final judgment will take place. The promise is that everyone who suffered, especially for being a Christian, will receive the comfort of eternal life in heaven where there is no more suffering. Christians will receive relief from earthly sufferings. Sufferings and trials can be difficult in the moment. It may seem like the sufferings will not end. Throughout the suffering and trials, cling to the promise of the Savior, salvation, and eternal life. Any earthly suffering is temporary, but the peace of heaven will last for an eternity. We pray. To me he spoke, "Hold fast to me. I am your rock and castle. Your ransom I myself will be, for you I strive and wrestle. For I am yours, your friend divine, and evermore you shall be mine. The foe shall not divide us." A thought to ponder. God is just. God is judge. We have peace knowing what Jesus has done for us. There is an urgency to share God's message of grace with those who do not have faith. Since there is such a sense of urgency in sharing the gospel, what can you intentionally do this week to share the word with someone? May God bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.